To bacon, the candy of the meats, the best of the best. Bacon and the
pan can handle. I think it's the fat. I think it's just the sheer non-political correctness of it. I think it's just wonderful.
That sizzling strip of juicy indulgence is at the heart of a movement.
I make brownies and put bacon in them, so that's how much I love my bacon.
Bacon's groupies now have regular meetups at bacon happy hours, house parties, and even bacon weeks. Comedian Jim Gaffigan does a bit on it.
You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
At a Baltimore bar appropriately named Bad Decisions.
Can I get the veal and bacon and blue cheese cheese balls with leeks?
A once-a-month homage to flavor has featured bacon martinis to bacon ice cream floats.
I'm sorry, but when they announce a bacon night, I plan around bacon night. And that might be sad, but it's the absolute truth.
Of course, the bacon habanero mojito is just a classic. It's amazing.
Thank you.
John Rusing fries up 140 pounds that will wrap entree and be dunked in drinks.
I actually filled my deep fryer up with bacon fat earlier today, so some of it will be deep fried in bacon fat.
Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, yay, bacon!
Down at the National Harbor, an event called Capital Bacon and Beer Bash is a first. It takes a whole crew to fry up 1,000 pounds of bacon.
You have to have a good wrist. It's all on the wrist.
We have everything from chocolate bacon to bacon salad.
Once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka!
To get in, bacon lovers pay more than $50 for a sampling buffet.
I got the sauerkraut bacon balls. Very good, very good.
The highlight here, an actual hog gets carted in, plopped on a table, and carved up in front of a cheering crowd.
Now, just sort of show people where their food comes from, you know, get people a little bit closer to their food source, sort of see how it goes from animal to edible.
The edible varieties, and maybe less than edible, keep expanding.
I found that they have this new bacon lube, which is whatever you use lube for, it has bacon flavor.
At Arlington's Restaurant 3, the boundless bacon comes around only once a year, during Bacon Week.
This is a week to not be on your diet.
The country fried bacon pretty much ensures this feast can only happen once a year.
It's obviously battered and fried, comes over mashed potatoes, and it's smothered in a bacon gravy.
Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon.
Yes, moderation.
You know, it's not like you would eat like this every day. You'd be dead by the next one.
Or at least have a few visits to the ER.
I guess the sky's the limit with bacon nowadays, you know. Bring your own angioplasty.
Andrew Mullenbeck.
Yay, bacon!
WTOP News.